Continuing the Annunciation. As a boy, I was struck by the unfairness of the angel Gabriel's treatment of Zechariah compared to how he behaves towards Our Lady. Zechariah has a legitimate doubt. How can an aged couple conceive a child? Well, in view of the fact that she was already engaged and due to be married, Mary's question just seems silly. As a child, I thought Zechariah gets punished because he's a boy, and Mary gets let off because she's a girl. Through experience, I knew, or believed rather, that girls always get let off, and it's boys who are assumed to be the naughty ones. Later, still trying to make sense of this difference in the angel's treatment of both Zechariah and Mary, I decided it was something to do with kissing. I didn't yet know where babies came from, but it had something to do with kissing, I thought. So when Mary was kissed by the Holy Spirit, she conceived Jesus. Maybe, I reasoned, Mary's response to the angel was that she'd made up her mind never to be kissed by any man. Growing up as an Indian Catholic, the idea of not wanting to be kissed did not strike me as odd. As a child, I'd been kissed despite my protestations by large aunties in saris that were a bit too small for them, and by uncles with big, scratchy moustaches. So if Our Lady didn't want to be kissed, except by God, then I sympathized with her, even though she was a girl, and girls are allowed to get away with everything. Zechariah did not believe the angel's words and did not kiss his wife Elizabeth, so that they could have a baby, the baby that God had promised them. So Zechariah is punished, and he must keep quiet and let the girls do all the talking. Mary, once she makes clear she isn't about to kiss a boy, believes the angel, where Zechariah ends up neglecting his wife by his divinely imposed silence. Mary goes to Elizabeth to share in her joy and makes her own joy complete. The words of the angel to Mary are only completed in the visitation. The Annunciation is not simply about the incarnation of the Word. The Word must be shared and rejoiced over. And that is why Elizabeth says to Mary, quite truly, "Blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled."